take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
World marked by rapid change and shifting paradigms, there emerges a powerful phenomenon that is reshaping the very fabric of society: the resurgence of patriotism among the younger generations. Once thought to be a sentiment of the past, patriotism is experiencing a revival among today's youth, igniting a flame of national pride and unity. As we witness a new wave of young individuals stepping forward to champion the values and traditions that define our nation, we are reminded of the enduring power of patriotism to inspire, unite, and propel society towards a shared vision of a brighter future. This resurgence is not merely a nostalgic longing for days gone by. It is a vibrant and dynamic movement that is redefining what it means to be a citizen of these United States in the 21st century. As young people around the country embrace our heritage and celebrate our history, they honor the sacrifices of those who came before them. They are forging a new identity that is rooted in a deep sense of belonging and pride in our nation. At the heart of this resurgence lies a profound recognition of the unique role that each individual plays in shaping the destiny of our country. No longer content to be passive observers of history, today's youth are stepping into positions of leadership and influence, eager to make their voices heard and their actions count. From advocacy to service, young patriots are driving positive change in their communities and beyond. As we delve deeper into this resurgence, we are confronted with the powerful truth that the future of our nation lies in the hands of those who are unafraid to stand up for what they believe in, who are willing to work tirelessly to build a better tomorrow, and who are committed to preserving the values that define us as a people. In this next hour, we will explore the myriad of ways in which this resurgence of patriotism is reshaping the world around us, inspiring a new generation of leaders, and fostering a sense of unity and purpose that knows no bounds. We celebrate the enduring spirit of patriotism to forge a future where love of country is not just a sentiment, but a guiding principle that lights the way forward. You're listening to Nurses Out Loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton. Before we get started today, I do want to encourage our listeners, if you have questions or comments, or perhaps you want to share your own experiences with what you're seeing on the front lines of healthcare, you can now submit those to us by sending them directly to nurses@americaoutloud.com. We will be featuring your questions and comments every Friday on a special Q&A episode with the nurses. We encourage all of you to engage in the battle and find your voice in this fight. But until you are able to do that, we will continue to be that voice for you. Joining me today is Tyler Shepard, a pararescueman with over 7 years of active duty experience and in this career since 2014. Due to the military's COVID vaccine mandate, he took a break to transition from active duty and later transitioned to part-time once the mandate was dropped. Pararescue, a special operations field in the Air Force, specializes in personnel recovery. They are nationally certified paramedics with broad emergency medicine skills, including chest tubes, antibiotics, and suturing. As a proud American, Tyler deeply values our country and its principles, particularly the transformative U.S. Constitution. Following the COVID policies, he became passionate about preserving our freedoms and preparing for potential disruptions. This led him to establish Snafu Industries, comprising Snafu Ready and Snafu Swag. Snafu Ready equips individuals in emergency medicine, firearms, and disaster prep survival. Drawing from his expertise as a nationally certified paramedic, reservist pararescueman, and level one survival instructor, he provides authoritative guidance. Snafu Swag is a t-shirt company that showcases art across three themes: societal, spiritual, and spatial. Motivated by the COVID crisis, Tyler aimed to awaken people through clothing, exemplified by his first design, The Media is the Virus. The Snafu emblem and name was conceived during his high school senior project almost 2 decades ago and embodies his long-held vision for a meaningful apparel brand. Tyler, welcome. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to have you on finally. So, you know, we met in kind of an interesting way, right? Let's talk a little bit about that, you know, before we get started. But actually, go ahead. And before we get into that, go ahead and tell me a little bit about what inspired you to start this company.
Yeah, definitely. So, firstly, I'd like to say that the views I'm about to express are my own. They don't represent any other entities, including the U.S. Air Force or the U.S. government. But so basically when we met, that was the day after I got out of the Air Force. I got out of the Air Force of active duty because my contract ended. And instead of being able to transfer from active duty to reserves, I was unable to do that transfer because of the mandate, and I was unwilling to take the COVID vaccine. And basically because of that, I had a really strong aversion to just going along with this whole agenda that had started. My reasoning, I mean, aside from the unnecessary health risk of someone who's young and healthy and who had already caught COVID, just the common sense of how we understand medicine, it didn't make any sense for me to do that, especially when you include the risk to reward ratio when doing medicine. So that in itself, there's no one who could convince me that I should be taking the vaccine, to include my doctor at my unit. And I actually really wanted to be convinced. I loved the career field. There was overseas contracting that was available to me that was very profitable. But for that reason, I didn't want to take it. And then secondly, the biggest issue that I had was how far that agenda was from what it means to be an American. And as military members, we swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. And the spirit of the core of the Constitution, I believe, is freedom. And mandating injections in Americans, I think, is deeply unconstitutional and deeply un-American. So that's kind of what drove me to really stand for this and later develop my company. But when we met on the airplane on the way to defeat the mandates rally in D.C.
Was it on the way? I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember if it was on the way there or if it was.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Actually, it was on the way back.
Was it? Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. So this is actually funny. If you want to hear a little backstory on how I actually got communicating with the person I was. So on the way there, I actually did not wear a mask in the airport. And this is February, actually not even end of January 2022, at like the height of the paranoia. And I would make a point to, as soon as I got off the airplane, I would take my mask off because, you know, like flight attendants had issues with it when you're on the airplane. But I'd basically be a lone sheep walking through the airport. And there wasn't really any security or, like, I guess you could say, agenda police in the airport. And I noticed another guy who also was doing the same thing. We had that kind of, you know, acknowledgement nod of respect to each other. Yeah. Turns out, and that was on the way there, like not even in D.C. It was at some, you know, transfer airport we were doing to get to D.C. So we had that nod. Turns out he was also going to the mandate rally, defeat the mandates rally. And then I saw him leaving DC. So we kind of hit it off. He was actually a prior Marine recon, which is also special operations. And it was just cool to have that fellow person kind of fighting that fight of resistance. So him and I hit it off. And then him and I were chatting pretty loudly. And that's how you overheard us. And we kind of got connected.
Yeah, it was interesting because I think that's where I kind of came in. And I was sitting in the airport, and I remember this just as clear as day. I don't remember when it was, but I remember as clear as day. I was sitting in the airport And, you know, it was before we had boarded the plane, and I overheard you and you guys were having this really loud conversation. And I was just I remember the absolute absurdity of the mandates and all of the insanity that we had been dealing with in this post-COVID era, you know, and all the while I'm listening to this conversation in the background, you hear over the PA system, right? You can hear that all the FAA regulations on masking, and, you know, the message was literally like, just comply, comply, comply. And I think myself and the group that you were with were probably the only ones, the only rebels walking around this airport maskless. And it was fantastic to see.
Yeah, no, and I actually make it a point not to be quiet when I'm talking about these types of things, because passive listeners, sometimes if you're making pretty sound arguments, it might even open their mind, because when we're immersed in so much propaganda day in and day out, people can get the illusion that everyone thinks that way. But that's actually kind of what led me to start my clothing brand. Is I like the idea of using t-shirts to awaken people from delusion. So
yeah, every time I go to the airport, I try to wear like a t-shirt like that, like with a message. So I'm gonna have to go check out your website and maybe grab a couple of those. But yeah, I definitely like to, when I travel, especially where I'm going into airports or different crowded places, to wear things that are really, you know, kind of just planting seeds wherever we go. Yeah. And just asking questions. And like you said, having these kind of conversations that are a little bit louder and trying to get people to engage. So how we connected though, was I was on the flight. When we landed, I was a few rows behind you on that flight. And as we were getting ready to deplane, I overheard you talking with the flight attendant. And I remember just going up to you and your friends there that were with you. And I remember handing you my business card and just telling you how greatly encouraged I was by your conversation, you know, to see and hear just men of your age in particular, who are ready to stand and fight for our country and battle this beast, right? That's been laid out before us. And y'all were ready to slay some dragons that day. I remember hearing this. I was loving every minute of it. But many males of your generation, they do not embrace their masculinity, right? They don't step into their role as leaders, as protectors. And to see this among you and your friends that day, it just gave me such a renewed sense of hope, you know. And, yeah, and as I mentioned in my intro, like, we were starting to see this resurgence among our younger generation now, and it's truly beautiful to witness. What do you think is the driving force behind kind of this resurgence?
Yeah, no, it's really cool that, just to point out that lion that we're kind of slaying, he's actually doing some really cool stuff right now. And he's actually starting a business as well. His is more into preserving fisheries from being overfished. You know what? I think that men probably have more of a tendency to not necessarily see like that social threat. Like, I think men are more prone to seeing like physical threats. Maybe women are more prone to see like social threats. But I think when we see something so egregious, some of us kind of like perk our ears up, especially people that understand history well. I'm kind of a history buff, and, you know, I know a decent amount of history in the past 100 years, and there's plenty of data on governments behaving tyrannically and how that ends. And so that's my biggest, I guess you could say, fuel for that, my stand here.
Yeah.
I just really like the Constitution, and I was exposed to Ron Paul some years ago, and kind of took me down this path.
Yeah. And was it kind of something that was in your upbringing, that you were just kind of raised in a patriotic way, and to really have that love of country? Because a lot of, I think, in particularly in the educational system in this country is really starting to dumb down our youth. They really are not teaching. They're rewriting history. They're not teaching history as it happened. They're really kind of rewriting it and dumbing down society in many, many ways. And if the family unit is not involved in placing these values from an early age, then a lot of these children are just overtaken by the educational system, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a threat. I think education is that would be an effective way to maybe change the values of America. But yeah, as far as my upbringing, you know, my dad, he was in the Marines. You know, he flew F-18s, and he did over 20 years in Marines active duty and reserves. So that, you know, most military members have a sense of patriotism. My mom as well, and her family was also very patriotic where she came from. So yeah, I guess I was raised in it as well, but I think that's probably different for me than the rest of my family. Like consistently, I've never been a like full on, like you should be on the right side or you should be on the left side, you know, like conservative bad, you know, liberal, you know, good or vice versa. I've always looked at it as like, who's in line with the Constitution? Because I really believe in the Constitution. I think when Bush was president, I think he was very, he initiated the Patriot Act, which only got worse under Obama, and it didn't get any better under Trump, unfortunately. I just, that's where I stand. I believe in the Constitution, and I like the American values of self-governance.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like, I don't really like to identify with a political party. I consider myself a constitutional conservative in many ways. I am definitely a constitutionalist. I think that, you know, they have so many people fighting with one another about the right and the left. And I think that we have to understand it's really more of an up or down issue than it is a right or left issue. And I think many people don't realize that.
No, 100%. Yeah, and even just thinking how many politicians are compromised, like just in 2022 alone, I think it was lobbied $92 million at just the first quarter of the fiscal year from big pharma to politicians. So now we have this humongous industry that owns the media. They're the number one sponsor of mainstream media is sponsored by a pharmaceutical industry. And then the first quarter of the fiscal year of that year, now they're lobbying the politicians that mandate the products. And like, it's pretty clear if you like understand how a business works that they're basically just running the show. And yeah, so, you know, the side, it's more the politicians, because you're going to have politicians on both sides that aren't going to really stand up. And that's what I think is really cool about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which we saw speak at the rally, because, you know, I'll go on both sides too. I'm generally more conservative as well, like it sounds like you are. But you know, I'm not afraid to cross that party line due to, you know, someone who I think is more aligned with the Constitution despite their party.
Right. Exactly. I feel the same way. And I've been, you know, I was a Trump supporter initially, but then he started to really kind of lose me on the vaccine issue, because I mean, he didn't mandate it. So we'll give him all the props for not mandating it, but he's 100% wrong on the vaccines. Here recently he's been talking about the vaccines, like that something absolutely absurd about how they're talking about the vaccines that save people's lives and now they're curing cancer. I don't even know where he was going with that.
Yeah, he's a businessman, I think. Like, nobody can deny that. He's a businessman.
Yeah. You know, and so I definitely support just about every other policy that he has. I think that the country was 1,000% better under Trump than it is under Biden.
100% agree.
You know, and I will more than likely be, you know, pulling that lever for Trump if he is the eventual nominee. But I really entertained the idea of supporting Bobby Kennedy. And I, you know, I've met Bobby, and I think he's fantastic. I have all the respect in the world for this and the incredible work that he has done in the realm of medical freedom, of environmental safety and protecting children. And I think that he is a great person. But he kind of lost me with his with his VP pick.
Oh, I haven't been following that. I should. Who did he pick?
So Nicole Shanahan is who he picked for the VP. And she's kind of a straight up communist. I mean, he went really far to the left.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I can't have this woman a heartbeat away from the presidency. There's just no way. That was a deal breaker for me. If you start, you know, looking at her, if you start looking at her record and what she's done and what she's talked about, what she said, she's supports, you know, Soros and all of that, just insanity. It's bad.
Yeah. That'd be scary, especially. Yeah. And he's a Kennedy.
And he's a Kennedy. Exactly. Because everybody's like, well, the VP doesn't really matter. I'm like, okay, he's a Kennedy. You tell that to his uncle and his dad.
Exactly. I didn't know. a kind of like nice way to put that without it being comical, dark comical, but like,
right.
Like I love what he stands for, but you know, it doesn't, if that happened, you know, I wouldn't want that vice president. Yeah. That's a big point to consider. Sure.
It's a very big point, you know, and he lost an awful lot of support. If you go online and you kind of look on his like Twitter feed, when he made that announcement, you can see I don't think I saw one positive comment. There were a lot of people who were considering doing a crossover to support him. And then they were just like, I can't. For me, it was just a bridge too far. You know, I was hopeful that he would pick somebody more middle of the road, you know, or more like libertarian minded, even that really resonate with those of us who are kind of, like you said, in the middle and more just focused on the Constitution. And it was basically against everything, all of my values. I mean, she supported, like, I think she supports abortion up until probably birth or maybe after. So,
that's crazy.
So I can't compromise my beliefs to that degree.
Yeah, no, totally. That's too bad. I mean, he had good options on the left as well. If you wanted to stay there, like, you know, you got Tulsi Gabbard, you know, you got Andrew Yang, who's pretty technically smart, but still kind of pretty far left, like Andrew Yang. But
I think a lot of people didn't like. She wasn't his first choice, is my understanding, and he had asked. Uh-huh. Other people and they didn't they refused, so I get it. But I mean, to me, it was just like, okay, this is just not a good decision at all. But I wish him luck, and I'm still happy to see him, because I want to see him as a front runner in this race because of the message that he brings and the importance of this elephant in the room of vaccine injury, not just in the COVID vaccine, but I mean, vaccine injuring and killing people for decades. And it really puts it, you know, in the living room with the American voter where it needs to be. Like I said, I don't think I won't be able to support that ticket any longer, but I love the fact that message is going to get out there to the American people.
Yeah. That's a really good point, because, you know, Ron Paul, you know, he obviously never won, but he definitely spread that message. And that's one thing that I remember hearing him mention after his loss both times in 2008 and 2012. But he definitely made that message happen, and it penetrated a lot of minds, and it's self-evident. So, you know, I kind of like what Robert Malone said, that truth is like a lion. It doesn't need protecting, you know, let it out. It'll fend for itself. And I think just getting that truth out is really effective. So I'm happy for that, and happy for him to progress in that way as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to these debates, and I'm still trying to get in President Trump's ear. I don't know who I need to talk to have make that happen. Like, I don't know why I think he'd even listen to me. He'd probably go, okay.
I mean, maybe not. Like, there's definitely... It's like, this is something that I've said to a lot of people who have basically wondered if we can really make it back as an American. But I've been on this like train personally since Ron Paul, like since probably like 2006, 2007, when I first got exposed to him. And I was banging on that freedom drum myself, and no one was listening forever. It felt that way, at least to me. But in the past, like, couple years, I've never seen so many people agree with my viewpoints that I've kind of had, and I've never seen so many other fellow Americans having issues with government overreach, and corruption that exists, where it's just become very, people become more aware of it. So,
yeah, I definitely think that's true. And, you know, I think after 2020, the election, if you want to call it that, installment, whatever you want to call it, I think it left a lot of people feeling really apathetic. Like, you know, what difference does it make? What is, you know, many people feel that election was stolen. Do you feel that way as well?
You know what? That's a hard one. Obviously, between Biden and Trump, I think it's pretty obvious that Biden's the wrong direction. I would have preferred to have Trump in. So that's where my bias is. But just objectively, I know two people who voted for Trump the first time and switched their votes to Biden the next time.
Really?
So,
is that where you do live in California, though? That's important to know.
Yeah, one was in Arizona while I was okay. In the military there. Actually, so if I'm including a California friend of mine, that'd be three. I don't think anyone can deny that there was some election meddling on the physical portion, like ballot harvesting and whatnot. I guess the point of contention would be, was it enough to really flip the election? I'm not sure. Either way, I think we can both agree that there shouldn't be any ballot harvesting. There shouldn't be any, issues with a voter identifying themselves to vote. I think if you really believe in the democratic process, you should support identifying your when you vote and having Absolutely. Some election integrity. So I think we Absolutely. Can agree on that.
I just find it hard to believe that 81 million people would vote for him, but I could be wrong. Yeah. You know, I mean, maybe.
No, I mean, let me be clear. You're right that there is a certain number of votes that was manufactured. Like, nobody can deny that. There's plenty of video evidence of ballot harvesting taking place. My area of have not necessarily taken a strong stance. I don't know if it was enough to flip the election. I think that it was done, but I do know plenty of people who, just in my social circle who voted Trump the first time and didn't the next time. And,
you know, I think it's interesting because, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, where I don't really believe it's a left or right issue. To me, it's more of an up and down issue. And to me, I really feel like, you know, all the world's a stage, and I wonder, you know, the left, the right, you know, how much of it is all kind of orchestrated across the aisle. You know, to me, it reminds me of, I don't know if you follow wrestling. I used to be a really big wrestling fan when I was a child, but I can remember finding out that, like, it was all fake. Right. I kind of liken it to that. You know, it's kind of like they're putting on this big show for the American people. But, you know, behind the scenes, they've already determined, oh, it's going to be the Democrats that win this year. Oh, it'll be the Republicans that win this year. And they keep all of us fighting with each other while they are just, you know, I mean, they play fast and loose with the truth. And then they are just pretty much destroying our country, and the middle class is being crushed. And I don't blame it all on the Democrats or all the Republicans. I think it's pretty much, I think they are all terrible, if you ask me, but.
Yeah, no, and that's a really good point. I'm glad you're talking about that, because the solution isn't division. The solution is unity. Yeah. And when you look historically on how tyrannical regimes come to power, it is by dividing the communities amongst themselves. Like, some of the most egregious errors, you know, were things like, you know, Khmer Rouge, where literally the communists were killing their fellow neighbors because they wore glasses, because glasses was associated with educated class was associated with bourgeoisie, and bourgeoisie was associated with the oppressors. And so under, you know, Marxist doctrine, when you need to eliminate the oppressors. So they're literally killing their fellow neighbors because they wore glasses. And, you know, I think it's one third of the population in Cambodia was killed because of that type of mind virus. So, yeah. And That reminds me that the t-shirt that I have that I made, this is actually my first one, is the media is the virus and its hands trying to separate us. And, you know, that's like what an effective way to create some new kind of totalitarianism. If you can separate the fellow Americans from each other, then you can, you know, just do whatever you want to them. And, you know, there's countless examples in history, you know, and, you know, even in Australia, putting Australians in camps. And yeah, and if you're going to see that American, not as a fellow American, but as like, you know, the other, then you're okay with like atrocities happening.
Yeah. And we saw that happening, you know, starting in 2020 with the division between the masking and with the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And we saw that, saw families divided and friends divided. And it was really sad. And that continues to this day, honestly. So it's not just about political party anymore. It's, you know, there's so many different things and so much division that is fraught within our society. But we're going to dig into that a little bit more when we come back from our break. America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio network. You can also listen on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, or Alexa, 24/7, great talk radio. All of our shows go to podcast the following day. You can hear them on apps such as Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, and many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts for me. Don't forget to check out our online store at americaoutloud.shop, where you can find all of the products that we represent on our network at a discounted rate, including ASEA Redox, which I can personally speak to seeing fantastic results with, including better sleep, increased energy, improved mood, and a decrease in my joint pain. Use promo code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your purchase. I'll catch you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
It's time and this is
what ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. liberty, and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Well, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
It's time and this is why.
Welcome back to Nurses Out Loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton. Wherever you're listening from today and whatever you're doing, I thank you for giving me the gift of your time. Be sure to make AmericaOutLoud.news your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. We all must do our part and share the stories, the articles, the podcasts, and videos so we can help secure America's future. If you're just joining us, I've been talking with pararescueman and founder of Snafu Industries, Tyler Shepherd. Let's jump right back in. Thank you for being here. I am definitely enjoying this conversation that we had. You know, before we went to break, we were talking about a little bit about the election in 2020 and all of the different things that we have faced over these last 4 years in the post-COVID era. So I want to learn a little bit more about what you're doing at Snafu Ready. So you offer some training programs and courses. Are these trainings for anybody, or is it for people who are already have some basic medical training?
They're for everyone. I train people who are already trained. What I do with Snafu Ready is I basically developed a course that is for basically if what I would want myself to have if I had zero training. So I've tailored it down to what I think are the best skills and understandings when it comes to emergency medicine, firearms, and disaster prep and survival.
That's amazing. So what about, is it just adults or can children take your course?
Yep. There have been a couple children that come with their parents. I think it's really good for them to have that because, you know, who knows if they get to high school, they might encounter a life-threatening issue or before that. So yeah, I think it's good for anyone to have these skills.
That's awesome. And you do offer like firearm training and like safety courses as well?
Correct. Yep. do firearm training. And in the three categories, I first want to train people to be aware. And so you'll understand how things work. So let's say, for example, it's firearms, really good principles about being ready and effective in case you ever needed to use it to defend your life. And then next, you know, being able to progress to being effective and actually, you know, killing someone. So and when it comes to firearms, I teach it in three principles. So first is safety. So you first have to be able to use the firearm safely. Then you can progress to efficiency. Because obviously, you know, in such a timely manner, like the firearm needs to be used like quickly without any hiccups, because seconds count and it could be the difference between your life or not. So efficiency is really important. And then lastly, aggression, and how to have a mindset where you don't hesitate. Because the firearms training, the way I teach it is I start with safety, because that's most important. If you don't know how to use a firearm safe, you're a danger to yourself and others. Next is efficiency, because using a firearm, if you're going to use it legally, the danger is imminent and seconds count. So teaching people how to be efficient with it. And then lastly, aggression. And the reason I use the term aggression is you need to have that clear posture in your mind to where you're eliminating a threat in order to save your own life. And part of that, it's two things. One, you need to be morally clear that what you're doing is the right thing. And you need to also be clear that legally what you're doing is the right thing. So I share the laws in California and also have them get in clear with their own morality to not have any hesitation. So that's kind of how I progress the firearms training.
Yeah, because I mean, a firearm is going to be useless to you if you're not willing to use it, and if you're not willing to shoot to kill, you know, and if you're not willing to, you know, shoot center mass, and, you know, shooting at kneecaps isn't going to do anything because that's not going to stop a threat. So, you know, it's definitely going to be in a worse situation for sure. I noticed you also offer like CPR certifications.
You know what? So I am a CPR instructor, that can certify people. I haven't really been doing that much just because, CPR, it costs like $40 extra per certification, just doing it through, Red Cross. And it's not really necessary. You don't need to have a CPR certification to do CPR.
Right.
So I haven't really had a demand for people wanting the certifications, but yes, if people are interested in being certified, I am a CPR certified instructor, and you know, I can do that. But generally, the way I teach it is teaching people just to be effective at it.
Right.
Because this CPR certification course is like through their certain method, which I don't really think is as good as my method of teaching CPR.
Right. And are all your trainings in person, or do you do anything online?
Yes, everything's in person. I don't offer any online training currently.
All right. So really, so just what part of California are you in?
Orange County.
Okay. And what about do you travel at all to do any type of like corporate trainings or anything?
I do. Yeah. And I've done a couple of corporate training, and I also do private events. So I've had people reach out to me and ask like, hey, I've got X many people, would you be willing to come out and train? And usually when I do those, it's a combined intro course, a little bit more than intro, but it's emergency medicine, firearms, and then the disaster prep and survival. So everyone gets a pretty good basic foundation into those three. And yes, I've traveled for those.
And I think that the disaster preparedness is really important for the times that we're in. I took a disaster preparedness course about 6 or 7 years ago now. I did that through a program called CERT, which is a community emergency response team. That's something that was put together by a firefighter at our local fire department, offered this training. And I felt like I got a lot out of that. But I think that this, the times that we're in right now, it is so important that we are prepared for whatever's coming next. Now it's an election year, right? So we know something is coming down the pike. I think that we can all agree that COVID was definitely thrust upon us quite intentionally, the entire thing. And you could see the propaganda looking back at it now, it's so glaring. The propaganda, to me at least, is glaring when you look back. So
yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because the World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they put together a SARS-like coronavirus outbreak in October of 2019.
Yes,
before the one. And so if people understand that happened, and Klaus Schwab was part of that, obviously. He has mentioned that he believes there's going to be a very serious disruption in our electrical grid from hacking. He said that himself. I think they're pretty good at predicting stuff. So maybe we should take that advice and get prepared.
Yeah. And, I've never really considered myself much of a conspiracy theorist, but apparently I think I might be going down too many rabbit holes since COVID. COVID was just such an eye-opening experience for me. I was I always had a natural kind of questioning of things, but I really feel like I've definitely delved deeper into this arena, if you will. But I don't know if you're familiar with predictive programming and the whole bridge incident in Baltimore. I don't know if you're familiar with any of that happened. And it was actually the same bridge that was attacked in that movie that just came out that the Obamas were behind. I thought it was pretty interesting. Now, whether or not that was an accident, whether it was by design, I don't know. I don't know anything about, that industry. So I couldn't really comment on it, but I thought it was interesting that particular bridge happened to be attacked in this movie that came out that so many people were talking about predictive programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's an interesting concept. Because there's definitely a lot of virus movies. For me, I try not to speculate too much, but I'm within my own mind. I'm keeping a watchful eye. But mm-hmm. things that are very clear that you can factually back up, that those are things I like to be loud about, because no one can write you off as a conspiracy theorist for just stating facts. So exactly, whether we're going to talk about things that people consider, like so many people write off, like, oh, that's been debunked. Like, which part? And then just say fact. And it's you lay out all those facts, it's kind of, common sense to, connect those together, but you don't even have to do the connection, just lay out the facts.
Yeah. I mean, I think after 2020, I have questioned pretty much everything now. I actually saw a post today about the earthquakes that are happening. And there was somebody alluded to the fact that there is the federal government had some type of an earthquake device. Again, nothing I know about, so it's not my wheelhouse. I have no idea if this is true, if it's fact. I'm not, saying that it is. But I find it interesting. We'll say that.
I haven't been following that, but I do find that stuff interesting.
Yeah, it's, I feel like, they're coming at us from every direction, whether it be, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food that we eat, the vaccines, the medications, everything is just seems to be controlled by big pharma. I don't watch much TV or anything like that any longer. And I probably stopped about 2020 where I just couldn't stand the propaganda anymore. But I was recently turned on the TV and I saw 4 out of 5 of the commercials were for pharmaceutical products.
Dang.
I found that interesting. I found that very interesting. So it seems like that is kind of taking over society in many ways. And I don't know what type of events we can expect to see, but I assume that something, again, is coming down the pike. It is an election year. Do you have any thoughts about what we might be facing and how to best prepare for that?
Definitely. So The area that I see most people who are preparing make a fault in is water preparations. So depending on where you live, the electrical grid is supplying your water. So a lot of people will store up food and other things like that. But people need to remember about the priorities of protection. And the priorities of protection is based on what's going to kill you first. So it's the same thing in emergency medicine, obviously. If you've got an active bleed, you're not looking at airway until that severe hemorrhage is controlled. It's a minor bleed, not an issue, but it's a severe bleed. You need to fix that first. So the same when it comes to survival. If you can't protect yourself in your home, then you can die within a day or within an hour or within 3 minutes if somebody kills you. So first, you need to be able to protect yourself. Next would be water, because you can die of dehydration within about 3 days. And then it would be food after that. So within that line of thinking, have a way to protect yourself. Next, have some water at hand. And then I would recommend having a way to replenish water in case we ever had a long-term situation where you just, where there's no water supply that you can buy. So having ways to filter it, that's kind of a good, simple explanation. But I also have a little checklist that people can follow to make sure they're hitting all their most important ducks.
That's awesome.
So and to speak.
Let's talk about, we've got a great upcoming event that's going to be happening out in Palm Springs, California. So I'm excited. I'll get to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And your company is actually going to sponsor this just incredible event. It's the Summit on Food, Family, and Freedom. And that is going to be happening May 4th. That is at the Rancho Mirage Resort in Palm Springs, California. They're going to have world-renowned experts, informative medical panels, really, really promises to be a great event. Some of the speakers that we have coming is Dr. Robert Malone will be there, his wife, Dr. Jill Malone, Dr. Richard Urso, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Brian Tyson, Dr. George Farid, who else? Dr. Lynn Finn, Dr. Kat Lindley. So I'll be speaking at this event as well. So many incredible and courageous frontline doctors that have been speaking out over these past few years are going to be gathering once again out there in California. So I do encourage everyone to grab your tickets before they sell out. They do start at, I believe it's $75 for general admission. And then there is a VIP dinner option for $200. That includes a meet and greet with the speakers. Also some limited sponsorship opportunities as well that I believe are still available. So I will be sure to include the link to that event in the show notes so that everybody can go on there and get it. But you can also go to my website, nursefreedomnetwork.org, and then there's a pop-up there that you can grab tickets as well. So but I'm excited to see you there. What do you hope to gather from that event?
Well, I think one, probably we all operate this way, is I just want to provide value. So, people getting more ready, I think that's really cool. People are interested in my clothing. I'd love to share that with them, because I think it's all in the same kind of mission that we all have. And, and then, if I could get people a little bit more prepared for emergency situations, I think that's cool, as well. So.
Yeah,
meeting people I haven't seen in a while too, like Lynn Finn, and all you guys, just really good place to network and just socialize with like-minded individuals.
Yeah, and it's always important, I think, to be around those like-minded individuals, because we do get so isolated, and we've seen that so much since COVID started, where there's so much division and so much isolation, and what happens when we become isolated, lonely, and depressed is our immune systems take a significant hit when that happens.
Definitely.
And, as we're preparing for whatever is to come down the pike, who knows? I think that one of the best and most important things that we can do is to get ourselves in optimal health, and especially boosting our immune systems. So we're going to have so much information about that on the importance of the food choices that we make and just what we can do to keep our families as healthy as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm excited. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to see you again and certainly to continue the conversation. Tyler, thank you so much for coming on. I'm definitely going to want to have you back. And again, we will include all of your links in our show notes as well. But what really quickly, what is your website if people want to go ahead and visit and learn more?
Yeah, definitely. So Snafu Ready is the training for emergency situations. And then Snafu Swag is the clothing designed to awaken people. So those are both under snafuindustries.com, which is a website that I just bought. So it's I'm getting some professional work done to putting both of those websites under that Snafu Industries. But yeah, it's Snafu Ready and Snafu Swag.
Awesome. And we'll make sure we include all those links in the show notes. Tyler Shepard, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's all the time that we have for today, friends. But remember, we are here on the air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can also catch the encore at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please be sure to tune in and listen to myself and my amazing sister nurses. As we walk you through all of these hot topics, we will empower you with information and education. We will advocate and we will stand in the gap for you because we are nurses and this is what we do. I'm your host, Nurse Kimberly Overton, and you can find me here every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Until next time, be safe, be well, and God bless. Remember that we are in a war for truth. We are putting out a bounty on the real misinformation and exposing the purveyors of propaganda. No topic is off limits as we shine our lights and expose the darkness.
It's time.